Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And it is that time of year again, you know, the time of year when you don't get to decide exactly what major blockbuster you're going to see at the theaters, but instead it's, let me see what movie won't make me feel completely guilty for spending $10 on it, and I won't feel completely mortified if someone I know sees me there. So do the movies this week fill a bell? Well, the first movie is Our Family Wedding, starring America Ferrera, and she's getting married, and her father-in-law to be is Forrest Whitaker, and he's not thrilled about that idea at all. In fact, both families are going to make the whole wedding thing as hard as possible.
He is in love and he wants to get married. It should be a traditional Mexican wedding.
Both the cultures have to be represented, and we have a lot of African-American traditions.
Like what?
The electric slide.
Now, I have given this a great deal of thought, and I was wondering why a movie starring Forrest Whitaker isn't being marketed like crazy. I mean, most people don't even know this movie's in the theaters. Well, mystery is solved. I have figured it out. Forrest wants absolutely no one to know if this movie exists, let alone everyone knowing that he's starring in it. Yet this one is boring, not funny, and all around not good. So if you're worried about being mortified if someone sees you at this one, you better stay away. On our movie night traffic light, Our Family Wedding is a red light. Now onto the next movie, and it's called She's Out of My League. And Kurt, well, he's just an average guy living an average life, so there's no way he can believe that a gorgeous girl like Molly could ever really be interested in him.
I'd like to make it up to you. Do you like hockey?
Yes, I do. Don't get it. Why would she ask me out?
Are you nervous?
Yes. This Molly is a hard 10. Meanwhile, the guy's a 5.
I do have to admit, I went into this movie with pretty low expectations. I was expecting an over-the-top raunchy movie that had nothing better to do than be completely stupid. Sounds harsh, huh? But as it turns out, low expectations can work pretty well, because if it's not a total junk fest, you might be pleasantly surprised, which I was a bit. Of course, this movie should never be confused with being great, but it did have lots of funny moments. The guy in this is totally comfortable with being super skinny, out of shape, you know, the average dude with a messed up family and goofball friends. And the girl is beautiful, but not in a, oh my god, I am so gorgeous kind of way. And for some reason, you kind of get into the idea that these two ought to be together. And how about the raunchy stuff? Well, not too bad at all. In fact, the R rating for this movie is pretty much because of the language. Although there are a few scenes you definitely do not want to be sitting next to your grandma for. So this one, you don't have to be worried about being mortified if you're seen at this movie. So in a movie night traffic light, She's Out of My League is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.